That's on 1510 KFNN, of course, radio that makes you money and brings you business for lunch every Monday through Friday. Ken Morgan here, along with Julie Doherty.
Thanks, Ken. Good afternoon, everyone. We are visiting with Brian Hurt, president of LTCI Consulting. Brian's our resident long-term care expert. He has with him his guest today, Stephen Moses, president of the Center for Long-Term Care Reform out of Seattle. Gentlemen, I'll turn it back over to you.
Very good. Thanks, Julie. Well, a conversation comes up, you know, many, many times is when we're talking with people that are a little hesitant to proactively engage in long-term care management, risk management, they sometimes have stories, Stephen, about how mom and dad went on the Medicaid system or they were on Medicare and they got good care and they had no questions. And folks are pretty comfortable staying in that position thinking that that process is going to be the same for them. What would your response be to a question like that?
Well, Medicaid started paying for nursing home care in 1965. They basically made nursing home care free. The nursing home industry isn't stupid. They paved the country in nursing homes. It was very profitable when the government could afford to pay for it. Public isn't stupid. They put mom in the nursing home. If you took care of her at home, you had to pay for it yourself. So now we have a welfare-financed, nursing home-based long-term care system in the wealthiest country in the world where nobody wants to go to a nursing home. If you want access to quality care in the private market at the most appropriate level, home care, respite care, adult daycare, assisted living, stay out of a nursing home, you better be able to pay privately because Medicaid is almost equated to nursing home care, and Medicaid pays nursing homes less than the cost of providing the care. $4.5 billion, less than break even, $13.15 per bed day, less than the cost. Medicaid survives and the nursing homes manage because they get extra money from Medicare. But Medicare, for all intents and purposes, is bankrupt. It will be backing off. When you're in a nursing home on Medicaid, you have to contribute all your income to offset Medicaid's costs. And, of course, Social Security is in trouble, and that's a major source of income for the elderly. And it's all going to come crashing down over the next 10 or 20 years for the simple reason that when we started with Social Security in 1935, we had 36 people paying in for every one drawing out. As the baby boom generation ages, every working couple will support one of us old-timers. And it just isn't going to work. And if you want to have good care at the most appropriate level, you need to plan so you can pay privately someday.
Very good. As we, you know, as we get the chance to kind of wind up here, and I've got the big question coming at the end here for you about the upcoming election, because I know I get asked about that a lot of times. But you know, what I would like to have you comment on a little bit is about the stability of the industry that you see from your perspective. Of course, you're not an insurance consultant. You are an advocate for our industry and a very, very strong one. But where do you see the power of the industry going and the stability in these carriers? And from your perspective, how do you see this thing unfolding?
Well, my motivation is not to sell insurance, but to save Medicaid as a safety net for the poor. The only tools I have to do that are reverse mortgages to get people using home equity for long-term care and private long-term care insurance. And I'm often asked, well, what if I buy this insurance and how do I know the carriers are going to be there in the future? Well, the reality is that you got a lot better chance. If you have a long-term care insurance policy, you have a contract enforceable in a court of law. They're going to pull out premiums, hard dollars, and invest them on your behalf in reserves. And if you don't have private insurance and you're dependent on the public programs, they don't do that. There is nothing in the trust funds for Social Security or Medicare, and Medicaid doesn't even have a phony trust fund. So you're much better off having real money set aside on your behalf to pay claims. Whatever the problems are with private insurance, they pale in comparison to the deficiencies of the public programs.
And Mr. Moses, what we usually recommend around here is that people call Brian Hurt on the phone, talk to him about using a good, strong company to ensure their long-term care situation. The way you do that, to call Brian, is dial 480-280-3800. That's 480-280-3800. I want to thank you, Mr. Moses, for being here today. We appreciate it. Appreciate your expertise. We hope you'll come back and spend more time with us in the future. And also, as always, Brian Hurt, bringing us great cutting-edge information on the long-term care industry, as always. And again, give Brian a call at 480-280-3800. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Do you have a final question about Brian?
I do. Yes, I'm gonna sneak one more. I've been dying to have Stephen remark on this. Is that, you know, as we're coming up on this election, obviously, what impact may this election have? But more important than that is we keep hearing this term about universal health care. Tell us what we could realistically expect
30 seconds.
From that time.
Well, when it comes to long-term care, what universal health care usually means is, can't we just take this big risk and cost and add it to Medicare? Well, Medicare has an $85 trillion unfunded liability. Adding long-term care to Medicare would be a lot like adding deck chairs to the Titanic after the incident with the iceberg.
We'll let Wall Street take care of it. They're going to have a little extra money.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's 1:30 now at 1510 KFNN.